Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And how to buy the book at ageofthecustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame. Thanks for listening.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about our good friend Ray Keating being back on the show. Ray is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, coming up on 16 years, that's right. Chief Economist for the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, SBEcouncil.org. He publishes their Small Business Survival Index, also their Tax Index, which we're going to talk about today. He's the author of a number of books, including the whole the novel series. And I, for some reason, I don't have them in front of me. The Stephen Grant novel series, right?
We have six out the door, and number seven is coming very soon.
He's like a book mill, folks. Ray, welcome back to the show.
How are you, Jim?
They're good. It's good to have you back.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
So I'm looking at your index here, the Small Business Tax Index 2017 Stack Rankings. If you're in Nevada, Texas, South Dakota, Wyoming, I'm going to stop at four there for a reason. Congratulations, you got the least impact of taxes on your small business, right? Right?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Top four, actually. I know you stopped there, but if I go to
stopped
the top
at four.
Five.
No. I'm not going to five yet. I'm holding five out for a minute.
All right, well, four, yeah, those states are there's always one problem when it comes to taxes.
Have you noticed
one?
Have you noticed but, that all four of those are kind of gas states, oil and gas states too? Those four.
And you know what? That's not. This doesn't have to do with industry. It doesn't have to do with location.
But there's got to be some connection there. They're all four of those have some. There's got to be some connection. But now let's go over to the other side of the ledger: California, New Jersey, Maine, Minnesota, and we'll throw Iowa in there. I'm a little surprised at Iowa, but
Iowa's been a pretty consistent poor performer.
Yeah,
their tax system is not pro entrepreneur, pro growth. They really do have a punitive tax system. So that is the one that tends to surprise people for some reason. But they've been around there for a number of years.
So the reason I stopped at four as the top four in your list and didn't include five was because of something that's in the news recently. Shouldn't Washington State be graded separately from Seattle?
Well, you know.
You know what happened in Seattle this week?
Actually, I don't because I was sick with a fever.
Oh, okay, that's right. Well, no, Seattle just passed a tax, a 2.275 or something like that percent tax on all individual income over 250 and all couple income over 500.
Yeah, well, okay, bad move, and that will be reflected in our next index.
Yeah, but my point is, if Washington State is number five and Seattle's gone off the rails, doesn't it need to be have it? So shouldn't it be? You know, maybe you should have an asterisk there or something.
Well, it is what it is when we publish it. So, I mean, we can certainly. I mean,
sort of like
I know
Texas says, we're Texas, but we have Austin too.
Right, and the state, the local taxes do come into play in this. These are largely based on statewide taxes, but we do bring in a measure for localities. That, you know, I won't get into the details of how we hammer that out. But that will be that's in there. So Washington will their score will go up, and their position may or depending on what everybody else does around it,
right?
May or may not go.
Apparently, they've decided that they're.
Seattle. What a shocker that Seattle of all places in the state of Washington.
$15 minimum wage place. By the way, that part of it's not in this index, is it? The minimum wage element.
No, that's in our small business policy index. This is just taxes.
Right.
So, right.
Yeah.
So And the, you know, the other thing that you mentioned, things that have happened since we published this late last month, you know, Illinois also passed a major statewide tax increase. So Illinois is
that's called rearranging the deck the deck chairs on the Titanic.
Right. So they briefly peaked into the top 25, the top half, and next year they will sink into the second half.
Well, that's if there's still a state next year.
Yeah, well, there you go.
This
is the interesting thing about this, and why, quite frankly, I love doing this, because there is always something going on that we could talk about. You know, whether they're considering tax relief or tax cuts in a state, tax relief or tax increases in a state. You know, we hopefully, you know, we've been doing this a long time with the Small Business Policy Index. We've spun this off for the last few years. Hopefully the idea is to have the conversation we're having, that, you know, you do this, things are going to improve, or if you do this, things are going to get worse. So, you know, let's think about this, folks, and the impact it's going to have on businesses and on the economy.
Hold on to that thought. We're going to come right back with our good friend Ray Keating, Chief Economist for Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.